வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 23rd of May, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, Verse Number 23. So in this way, the Ajamil, he practiced this unfair way of livelihood. Bandakhoi, Koitabhoi, Chojjai, Gurihitana, Vritti Mati. So, vritti means livelihood. If one adopts abominable livelihood, there is no, I want to say, hope of spiritual advancement. Finished. Because we have learned from Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, Krishna, Param Brahma Param Dhamo Pumitram Paramam Bhava. Krishna, you are the Supreme Brahma, Param Dhamo, the Supreme Resort, everything, and Pumitram Paramam Bhava, as the Supreme Pure. So nobody can approach Krishna if it is impure. That is not possible. In the Bhagavad Gita, still it is said, Jesham tu antagatam papam, one who is free from all contamination of sinful activities. Jesham antagatam papam jananam punyakarma, simply engaged in pious activities only. Te, such persons, dandamaha nirmukta, without any doubt and duality, bhajanti imam dhirabhrita, with fixed up mind, he can become Krishna conscious. So, this Ajamil, he learnt all this nonsense, abominable way of livelihood. Therefore his example is how he was downtrodden and fallen. Still, by the grace of Narayana, how he was elevated, that is the itihas, history, which is Śrīla Gosvāmī is citing, how Krishna consciousness is powerful, that is the motive of narrating Ajāmi, Uddhā, in delivering Ajāmi. So here it is said, evaṁ nivasatastasya Ravayana Satasuta. Everyone is Tasuta, his children. Even one big economist Professor Marshall, he says, I was student of economics, the Marshall book. He says that economic development begins out of family affection. Family affection, that is the basis. That was his understanding, that nobody would work for livelihood unless he is attached in family. That is his proposition. So here, he was attached to the family. Material bondage is that family affection. It is not that one has to give up this procedure. No, that is not. The Vedic civilization is so nice that you accept the platform which is suitable for you. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. The spiritual, these are called ashrama. Ashrama means where spiritual culture is practiced. That is called ashrama. Perhaps we know this ashrama word. Ashrama means it is not a place for sense gratification. It is a place for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is ashrama. So, there are four ashramas for your spiritual cultivation. Brahmachari, Grihastha. Grihastha is also ashrama. Family, that is also ashrama. If the Grihastha life is meant for cultivating Krishna consciousness, it is all right. This is ashrama. Grihastha ashrama. Then retired life, vanaprastha. Although Grihastha ashrama is allowed, but not all, for the only time. That after the death, no. That is not allowed. After 50th year, 25 years to 50th year, the young man spirit is there, the sex power is strong. So, this Grihastha ashram is a concession for satisfying sex, that's all. But not more than 50 years. Then you must give up. That is the Vedic civilization. You accept Grihastha ashram. Up to 25th year, you remain a brahmachari. Learn from Guru how to become brahmachari. Gurukul. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanta. How to practice self-control, sense-control. A brahmachari is forbidden to seem younger. Even the spiritual master's wife is young. Sometimes spiritual master is considered as mother. Adho mata guru putni. There are seven mothers. So, real mother, adho mata, guru putni, spiritual master's wife, she is also mother. Adho mata guru putni, brahmani, the wife of a brahmana, his mother. Actually, every woman is mother. That is moral instruction. Mātriva paradāreṣu. Anyone, any woman who is not your wife, except your wife, everyone, every woman is to be considered as mother. This is education. The nutshell of education is defined by Chanakya Pandit, who is Pandit, learned. So he does not say that one who has passed any PhD, BSc, no. He doesn't say that. He says any person who has learned to see like this, what is that? Mātriva paradāreṣu, everyone's wife should be considered. Paradara. Parada means other's wife. Mātrīgot, mother. Therefore, the Vedic system is when we address another woman, mother, no other address. Mother, can I do this? Would you like this? The address should be mother. Practice. This is practice. The brahmachari is practice. He goes to every household that's right, Maharaj, give me some. This child, if he's taught from the very beginning of his life, that address all women as mother, that training and intermingling with anyone, that is a different training. That is brahmachari. So brahmachari is taught that how he should behave in society, what is the aim of life, that is brahmachari. Mātriva paradāreṣu. For the Vesu lose to work, and others poverty just like garbage. Nobody goes, but I have seen nowadays garbage is also tackled. I have seen in Hong Kong. One woman is finding out something valuable from the garbage. This is Kali Yuga. It is untouchable, but still people are trying to get something from the garbage. So downtrodden, this Kali Yuga. So, Mātabhat paradāreṣu paradabhyeṣu nostabhat ātabhat sarva-bhūteṣu. All other living entities think like yourself. That means your pains and pleasure, as you feel, you should take up others' pains and pleasure. Not that you protect yourself from one danger and you cut the throat of the poor animals on the plea that it has no soul. This is not education. This is education. That whether the animal has soul or not soul is a considered later on. But when knife is on my throat, I cry, and he also cries, why should I say that it has no soul and let me kill it? So that means he does not know how to see other living entities like himself. Buddha philosophy is based on this, that whatever you feel, pain, you should not inflict to others. This is the education. Mātabhat paradāreṣu paradabhyeṣu nostabhat. So, this is moral education, and in the śāstra it is also said that there are seven mothers: Adu Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani, Rājapatnika, Dhenu Dhātri, Tathā Prithi, Sapta Eti Mātarismita. Real mother and Guru Patni, the wife of spiritual master, teacher, Adu Mata Guru Patni, Brahmani, the wife of a Brahmana, and Rajaputnika, the queen, she is also mother. Raja, Dhenu, cow. Dhenu Dhatri, nuts. Dhenu Dhatri, Tathagutti, as well as the earth. At his mother, because they are giving us so many things, fruit, flowers, grains, for all the things. Mother gives for the thing, cow gives us milk. This is sense. But if one becomes addicted to prostitute hunting, then he will be foreign. That is the example. Then he will become thief, rascal, cheater, drunkard, and so on, so on, so on. Why? Nah, only for maintaining the family. The family maintenance, the cats and dogs, they also do, the birds also do. But they do not do anything unnatural. A bird maintains his children, brings some fruit or something in the mouth and puts into the mouth of the small kiddies. So that is natural. But why one should take unfair means for maintaining family? This is culture. This is culture. So but nowadays they have manufactured. Necessity has no law. I require money, somehow or other I must have it. Let me adopt this means, that means. No. So, evam nivasatastasya lalanāyasya. Lalanāyasya tasutam. So, without understanding what is the duty of human being, because he is fallen, so we should not bother for maintaining our family and children till the time of death. No. Up to 25 years. A brahmachari is trained to refrain from sex life. That is brahmachari, celibacy. But if he is still not ill, then he is allowed to accept Grihaspadaya. There is no cheating, hypocrisy. That I proclaim myself as brahmachari or sannyasi and I secretly do all nonsense. This is hypocrisy. The hypocrisy life will not make one advance in spiritual life. That is the example given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His personal associates, you know, Chhota Haridas, Junior Haridas. He was a very nice singer. He was singing in the assembly of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one day he went to make some rice from Sri Maitri's sister. And there was a young woman, and he lustfully saw them. That is sometimes natural. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understands that just to teach us while he was eating. He said, who brought this rice? Chhota Haridas. So ask him not to see me anymore. Finish. Everyone was surprised. What happened? Then, by inquiry, it was found that he lustfully saw one young woman. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so strict that he rejected him from his associates. Then other big devotees requested him that he has committed some mistake and please excuse him, he is your servant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, then you will bring him back, you live with him, I am leaving this place. Oh, then sir, no sir, we shall not raise this question anymore. So, when this Chhota Haridas found it impossible to again go into the assembly of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he found it hopelessness. Then he went to Triveni and committed suicide. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows anything. Then sometimes after he inquired, what about Chhota Haridas? Somebody said, you rejected him out of disappointment. He has committed suicide. Oh, that's nice. Let's see how it's different. That's nice. He never expressed any sympathy. Oh, I rejected this person and he has committed suicide. No, he said, oh, that's nice, that's all right. He said that. This is one thing. Another thing, Sivananda, one of his very exalted devotees, was taking care of all devotees who were coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to visit during Ratha Yatra. So his wife came and offered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his incense, and he saw that the wife is pregnant. So he immediately asked Sivananda, your wife is pregnant? Yes. All right, when she gives birth to a child, you keep his name like this. Let's see. One man simply saw with lusty desire to a young man, he was rejected. And one man has his wife pregnant, he adored him, that's all right. So sex life is not forbidden in this movement, but hypocrisy is forbidden. If you become hypocrite, then there is no way. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chhota Haridas, he presented himself as a brahmachari and he was looking after a young woman. Then he understood, he is a hypocrite, rejected. And Sivananda said, he was Grihastha, Grihastha must have children, what is wrong there? He said, yes, my remnant support should be given. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So our request is, don't be hypocrite. There are four ashramas, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi. Whichever ashrama is suitable for you, you accept. But sincere, don't be hypocrite. If you think that you want sex, all right, you marry and remain like a gentleman, don't be hypocrite. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not like hypocrisy. Nobody likes. But for a person who is seriously engaged in Krishna consciousness movement, for him, sex life and material opulence is not very good. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion. Param param ejigimshu bhavu niskinchanasya bhajaran mukhasya param param. Therefore, voluntarily Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. He was very nicely situated in his family life. When he was family man, he married twice. One wife died, he married again. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us not to become, but when he took sannyas, he was very, very strict. No man could come very near to him, from distance. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. So, they have to follow strictly the rules and regulations. If you are serious, then this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajaron mukhasya parama parama jiginishu bhavusagarasya viṣayinām sandarsanam atajūsitāñca hāhanta hāhanta viṣabhakṣanāta dīyasā. Those who are determined that in this life we shall finish this material way of life or material life, that is real struggle for existence. Actually, everyone is trying. Material life means it is full of distress, dukkhalayam, Krishna says. So long you prolong this material way of life, that is called struggle for existence. The struggle for existence and survival of the fittest, this word is very common. But nobody knows what is that struggle for existence and what is the platform of becoming fittest. Nobody knows. It is we are preaching. That if you remain in this material world, then struggle for existence will continue. And fittest means one who has come to the spiritual platform, he is fittest to survive. What is survival? Who is going to survive? Do you mean to say by cultivating health culture, very strong, and you will survive? Nobody will survive. So, who will survive? Only Krishna conscious. If he is strictly Krishna conscious, then he will survive. Tatta deham punarjanmanai di mamiti. The Krishna conscious person who has studied Krishna only, nothing more, perfectly, that is fit. This body also, this body is not permanent, that's a fact. But tatta deham, after giving us this body, no more material body, spiritual body. Satchitananda Vikram. So we should be very serious. We should not fall down from the standard of Vedic culture. If you are actually serious about stopping this, manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani kasa. This is trouble for instance. In this material world, everyone is struggling to survive. But who is surviving? That way, materialistic way of life will not help you to survive. That is, prakritikriyamanani, nature is so strong that you must die. I am very strong, you may be very strong, that's all. But you must. There is joking story that one man thought, how to avoid death? Then a Hiranyakashipu. So he thought that Jamaraj he is the superintendent of death, he comes to tell, I shall make such policy that he may not come to me. What is that policy? They bring some stool, I shall smear over my body, and out of bad smell he will not come. So he began to smear stool on his body at the time of death. So this is going on. They are making body very stout and strong, that they will survive. Nobody will survive, sir, unless he is Krishna conscious. Thank you very much.